Pretty Dece, here we go. Facebook.com/Pretty Dece Show. It's time to geek out with Josh, your host.
If you collected Pokemon cards when you were a kid, it might be time to start dusting off that old shoebox. What's up, everybody? I'm Josh Meek, the Uber Geek. This is Pretty Dece, your daily entertainment and pop culture show. And today on the show, we're talking about Pokemon cards because this past week, an unopened box of first edition Pokemon cards, so from the original set back in 1999, sold on auction for $56,000. That is a healthy chunk of change for a box of 36 packs of 11 cards designed for, you know, kids' enjoyment, for a kids' card game. It's absolutely fascinating that there are people out there that will pay that amount of money for something like this. And it's really, one, it's a testament to the success of the Pokemon franchise that, you know, it was wildly popular back in 1999, but it continues to be wildly popular today, even more so, of course, than it was when it first started. We had the big Pokemon boom, you know, it was this huge fad, everybody was crazy into it, and then it kind of just never stopped. Like, it's kind of continued. It's one of those things that has endured kind of in a way that, like, most people probably would not have expected. You know, other things of its time that kids were into have come and gone. They might have had a resurgence at some point, but Pokemon has kind of been that thing that has been this enduring sort of continuation be-all kind of since it first came out. Now, this box of cards is special. I'm not saying that your cards that you pull out of your shoebox that you have under your bed is not going to be worth any money. You're probably going to find some stuff in there that you might be able to sell or that might be worth a little bit of money. This box, however, is one, it's unopened. So someone back in 1999 bought this entire booster box of Pokemon cards, which, keep in mind, is going to be a healthy amount of money to actually buy that, considering that a single booster pack is several dollars at the time, and this has like 36 of them in it. And, you know, they bought the whole thing, they didn't even take the wrapping off. And this is a box of first edition cards as well. So back in the day when Pokemon sets came out, they always did a very first kind of very limited print run of cards that had a little first edition symbol on them. And that was to indicate this is the very first print run. It'll be limited. It's kind of the extra super special collector's edition version of it. So this is the ultimate version of these cards in a sealed format, which is why it commanded such a hefty price. But here's the thing. There's really only one card that people are looking for in this box. There's really kind of one thing that is worth more than anything else in that set, and that is a foil Charizard. If you remember when you were collecting Pokemon cards as a kid, Charizard was the one to go after, and for whatever reason, right? Like, Charizard is a very popular Pokemon, but for some reason in the card game format, Charizard was all that there was. It was the one that everyone cared about. Might have been that he just looked really cool, the art was really awesome. Might have been that he had 120 HP when everyone else maxed out at 100. But for some reason, that was the card when we were kids and continues to be the card today. As people that have grown up with Pokemon now suddenly have a lot of money, they can recapture their childhood by buying back all of their Pokemon cards, including their foil Charizards. So a first edition foil Charizard card is very, very valuable. In fact, one sold in April, again in auction, for $55,000. Now that card, again, came from a pack. It was essentially pristine. It had been graded. So there is a service that that will let you grade trading cards based on their condition, and then they seal it up into this little thing that you can't get it back out of, so you know the grade is accurate. So if you trust that company, you trust this grading service. This Charizard card got a 10 out of 10 on grading. So they graded on a few different kind of avenues. So things like, you know, are the edges straight? Are the corners clean? Or are they kind of messed up? Have they been kind of jammed as you pull it in and out of the box? Is the surface of the card clean, or does it have kind of scuffs and scratches? And is the card printed in the center? So some cards, when they come, you know, out of the pack, they're misaligned because of how they were cut in the factory, or you know, they're just kind of not perfect cards as they start. So getting a 10 out of 10 is extremely hard, especially on a card that is, you know, so many years old. So this is a pretty rare card to have got a 10 in grading, and it is a first edition, but still, that is an insane amount of money, over $55,000 for, you know, a single trading card that we as kids were opening in these packs of cards. Now, your foil Charizard, if you still have it in your collection, probably not going to be a 10 because, you know, we were kids, we were pulling it in and out of the shoebox, and we were handing them around at the lunch table. But it still might actually be worth some money. So if you do have a collection of Pokemon cards, go pull those things out. Obviously, the foil first edition Charizard is the one to look for. But, you know, it's fun to kind of flip through your collection and see what you have. The other card that is kind of the big holy grail sought after for Pokemon cards is one that is actually a whole lot more rare than a foil Charizard. And that is the Illustrator card, the Pokemon Illustrator card. Now, the Illustrator card is a trainer card, so it's not as flashy as a foil Charizard, but it is a card that was given away as a prize for a comic book illustration contest. This happened in the late 90s, so soon after the card game launched, and there were only 39 of these cards that were awarded out. And no one really knows how many still exist, but from such a small number, when these cards do show up, when they show up in auction sites, they get a massive, massive amount in price. So the most recent one was an auction in Beverly Hills, and it came for about $54,000, almost $55,000. So, you know, insane amounts of money for some of these cards, which really, again, just goes to show you the buying power that the current nerds have that grew up with these cards. They had these cards as kids, they want to recapture that, and they're willing to spend the money for it. So certainly a fascinating number, $56,000 for this box of Pokemon cards, essentially for the chance to pull a first edition Charizard. So I'm going to be looking through my cards to see what I still have. Hopefully you will too. And maybe we can top that number. Who knows? We'll see how it goes. So that's going to do it for Pretty Decent for today. Thank you very much for joining me to take this trip down nostalgia lane to talk about Pokemon cards and kind of where those prices have gone. Remember that you can support Pretty Decent now via Anchor with a small monthly subscription. There are several levels where you can support. Any level of support gets you a shout out right here on the show. And if you support at the $4.99 and $9.99 tiers, you can even get some cool stuff that I'll send you. Just let me know your email address so I can send that along and a mailing address as well. You can visit prettydeeshow.com/listener support to find out the full details there, or you can head straight over to anchor.fm/prettydeese to sign straight up. Of course, new episodes of Pretty Dece typically premiere weekdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on twitch.tv/prettydeeshow. You can also check out the daily episodes on the podcast feed and the YouTube channel. You can find that at prettydeeshow.com/video. And finally, you can catch me on the social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Pretty Dece Show. Hit me up. I would love to talk to you. It makes the day go by faster. Let me know your thoughts on this episode and all of my episodes, again, at Pretty Dece Show.